Welcome to the Blues Newscast. I'm Loretta Johns, Carlton's Media Manager, and today I'm joined by one of our most anticipated new recruits, Jason Tutt. Welcome, Jason.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, there's it's been a lot of talk about you coming to Carlton for a while. It first started bubbling away during the trade period, but a deal couldn't be reached. Are you relieved to finally be a Blue?
Yeah, definitely. It was a fair bit of relief and excitement yesterday following the draft and that kind of stuff, but yeah, just looking forward to get stuck into it.
Now, when the draft was underway, we were sitting in the match committee room over a conference call, and the draft was happening while the players were out on the field. Now, we could see you guys out there, and I know that you didn't know when your name was actually called. Who told you that it was all official?
I think it might have been Pop, the property manager here, just gave it a yell and said that it's all gone through, and then Rob Wiley got all the boys in and just announced it to everyone and gave me a bit of a cheer, which was great.
Bit of a cheer, few gentle ribs in there. It looks like they really got around you.
Yeah, boys got around me, which is great.
So to be on the Blues list now, it's been just about a month in the making for you. What is it like and how are you finding Carlton?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. Having Liam Jones come with me from the Bulldogs has been great. But also knowing a few of the guys from playing against them at the Northern Blues and also playing games against Carlton previously. And all the guys have been really nice and welcoming, which is great.
So you delisted yourself from the Western Bulldogs. That's a fairly bold move. Why did you decide to do that and why Carlton?
Well, obviously during the trade period, I requested to come to Carlton and a deal couldn't be done between the two clubs. And it was always my aim was to come to Carlton and obviously with that I had to make the bold decision to delist myself, which was kind of nerve-wracking in itself. But having the backing of Mick and Andrew McKay and Shane Rogers, knowing that there was a spot here for me, it wasn't really that kind of nerve-wracking in the end. So,
Shane Rogers says that he sees you playing as a high half forward. Is that where you see yourself fitting into the lineup?
I think so, yeah. That high half forward wing role, somewhere where I can use my speed and endurance and also kicking ability and hopefully get on the end of a few and kick a couple of goals as well would be nice.
So over the preseason, what's your immediate goal and is the focus for you round one?
I think the focus for me is probably NAB Challenge first. Just to play a couple of games and that would be great. Obviously to work hard here and earn the respect of the players and the coaches and everyone around at the footy club as well would be great. I think, obviously the ultimate goal would be to play round one, but you got to kind of set yourself smaller goals along the way as well.
Now, I understand that you grew up in Canberra, which isn't exactly AFL heartland. What got you into AFL?
Growing up, I always just followed what my older brother did. So I started off playing soccer when I was really little, and he played and then decided one day that he wanted to play AFL, and I just followed him across and, never really looked back since, which is... been a good decision, I think.
And so you've been in Melbourne since being recruited by the Western Bulldogs. Has the move been fairly smooth into AFL life and into a whole new city?
At the start it was obviously a shock to the system moving down to such a big city and also the footy environment in Melbourne. But I was lucky enough, I played for New South Wales Rams in the Under-18s National Championships and the backline coach at the time was Rowan Smith, and obviously he had a great career at the Western Bulldogs and knew me through that. So I lived with him for my first 12 months in Melbourne, which was great for me and making the transition down here much easier. Ever since then I've kind of found my way in Melbourne and I probably wouldn't go back to Canberra, I don't think.
The transition into life at Carlton, are there any particular players that have made that easier for you or anyone that you've sort of latched onto as a bit of a mentor?
I think a couple of guys that kind of spring to mind straight away would be Dennis Armfield. I met him up at one of my best mate Justin Sherman's weddings just over the break, and just knowing him from that and having a familiar face there really helped. And then I guess kind of the more inexperienced guys, the lesser knowns in Ed Curnow and Simon White, Zach Tui and stuff like that, guys that are kind of around my own age as well that I've kind of gravitated towards them a bit and they've been really good.
And I have to ask, because I always get asked when I tell people I work at Carlton, the first question is, what's Mick like? How have you found Mick Malthouse?
Yeah, so far so good. He's been, you know, really approachable and you know, just a genuine person, which is what you can ask, you know, what you can ask for in a coach. Someone that genuinely cares about yourself and your football and is willing to give you the opportunities. I think that's what, yeah, his best qualities are, and I'm looking forward to working with him this year.
Well, thanks for your time, Jason. We're looking forward to seeing you run out in the navy blue next year.
No worries. Thanks for having me.